Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Derry had the top chance to go top of the league last night, Porrick Lodge, by beating Sligo. How did they get on?
They drew, so it's dragging on this slow bicycle race towards deciding the League of Ireland title. A 1-1 draw last night between Derry City and Sligo Rovers at the Brandywell. Conor Malley put Sligo ahead, Derry equalising through an unfortunate own goal, and Sligo had Luke Pearce sent off in the closing stages for a late challenge. Also last night, St Pat's beat Bohemians 3-1 at Dalymount Park. So all teams in the division now have three games left to play. Shelburne lead by 2 points from Shamrock Rovers and Derry City.
And Shelburne play Derry in their last game of the season, isn't that
right?
That's right,
and they have Waterford and Drogheda as well, and Damien Duff has always said if they win those three games they're the champions.
Although a draw would be enough for them against Derry if they were to win their other two games. I think it's hard to work
get tight. We let the mathematicians sort out the mechanics of that, but it is creating great excitement, this close title race, which could very well go down to the final night, as you say, and that will lead to a lot of drama. Let's get some reaction from the Brandywell now, because in conversation with Adrian Eames after the game, the Sligo Rovers manager John Russell felt his team could actually have won it.
Yeah, disappointed to be coming down the road with a point. Thought we played really well tonight, in and out of possession. Took the game to Derry. Outstanding goal from Conor Malley, and felt we controlled the game for large parts. Second half, disappointed to go down to 10 men. Thought Luke Pearce had to go for the ball. It was there to be won. But even with 10 men, thought we were so dangerous on the transitions. Had really good opportunities to get that second goal and win the game. And look, I couldn't be prouder of the players, the performance they put in tonight. No one gave us a chance coming up here. It was all about Derry, and they have to get the points to win the league. And we're just disappointed we didn't close the gap.
Jack Henry Francis got player of the match. He was outstanding. And all round, your team played some great football at times, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I think I said it before the game. We've got some of the most talented players in the league, young players that are going to get better and better. And Jack was outstanding tonight. Him and Connor controlled the game. And I'm delighted for Jack, because I thought he was outstanding against Shells the last game and didn't get the recognition. And, proud of the performance. To go down to 10 men with 10, 15 minutes to go, and Derry throwing everything at us, and we still look like we're going to win the game. But we have to move on and try and get 3 points next week.
Yeah, three games to go. You have to try and press on and see where it takes you. Europe obviously is where you'd like to end up.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we're all gutted in there, that we're only coming down with a point. We knew the importance of getting three tonight, and I felt we deserved it. But that's football. Sometimes you don't get the rub of the green, or when you get into that final third, our decision making to hit the target or put a pass across. But look, as I said, proud of the performance. Players, great bunch of players in there. Our supporters, away fans, sold their allocation. Couldn't be happier going home after that, looking at those group of players representing this club.
That's John Russell, the Sligo Rovers manager. Big night for the Republic of Ireland under-21s. They conclude their European Championship campaign away to Italy, a 5:30 kickoff, live coverage on RT2 television, and victory would send Ireland through automatically to next year's Euros. Stephen Cluxton and James McCarthy are expected to line out for Leinster in this weekend's Alliance Interprovincial Series at Croke Park. Word is still awaited on whether the Clifford brothers will be available for Munster. Inter-county managers Padraig Joyce, Kieran Donnelly and Paul Shankey will all be involved in the sideline, and all three yesterday called for a rethink from the GAA on the decision to drop the pre-season tournaments in January. Leinster hooker Ronan Kelleher will miss 4 to 6 weeks with an ankle injury sustained against Benetton earlier this month, creating a selection headache for the Ireland management ahead of the November internationals. First choice Dan Sheehan has already been ruled out until next year as he recovers from cruciate ligament surgery. The sale of the majority of the horses trained by John Shark Hanlon will go ahead after a decision on the trainer's appeal against the severity of his 10-month suspension was deferred until 2 weeks' time. The trainer confirmed after the hearing that 28 horses will be sold at Doncaster sales next week. And finally, new start and finish points have been put in place for the Dublin Marathon on Sunday week. The race will begin on Leeson Street and finish on Mount Street at the Pepper Canister Church.